bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Good day and happy Friday. Oh, yeah, BTN listeners, welcome to the news show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, again, sorry about not having a Thursday show this week. I kind of knew it was going to be that way, and I just wanted to let you know that. But I'm going to make it up to you in Friday's edition, I promise. Yes, it is the 8th of July, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 48 hours. I doubt it'll be in around 5 minutes, though. Starting our show off today in the United Kingdom. And basically for all of our listeners that are currently on their ISP known as Sky. Get ready for a little web censorship. And we all know that UK government's been on a mission to help protect the young people of good old jolly England. And what are they doing to try to protect those young people? They're trying to protect them from porn. This is what the government has proposed, that all money-making porn sites that operate in the UK need to have an age verification system in place. Sky's approach, on the other hand, which is basically just taking an extension of this idea, is its Sky Broadband Shield, which now will be automatically switched on at the moment the new customer activates their Sky Broadband account. Now, those of you that said, no, don't turn on my filter, I want my porn, and thinking you're out of the clear, no, Sky's going to be contacting you. Yeah, that's right. Sky said it will be contacting the rest of its customer base in the coming months to ask them, hey, do you want porn or not? Oh, and if you're shy and don't respond, they'll just switch it on. Sorry, you're basically going to have to let your ISP know you're a pervert. Well, here's one I didn't think we'd seen coming, although it's kind of a given factor now. Google apparently is working on its own Android Wear smartwatches. Yep, take a little Apple move there, aren't they? Now, apparently these two smartwatches, by the way, codenamed Angelfish, and the other one Swordfish, yeah, they didn't really think long and hard about those codenames, did they? Apparently are going to place heavy focus on the Google Assistant Artificial Intelligence bot. As for how these watches are, well, the Angelfish watch fits somewhere in between the 42mm and 46mm size, kind of like Lenovo's Moto 360. Supposedly, it will have LTE connectivity, too, and built-in GPS, and of course, why not a heart rate monitor? That probably won't be that accurate. In any case, it might be a little while before we know what these watches are really up to. Google, of course, has not given any date of release. So, you just been aching to try out iOS 10, but you didn't have a developer account? Well, iOS 10 launches in public beta today. Have fun. Yep, Apple's opening up its beta of iOS 10 to the public starting right now. That means if you got an iPhone, you can screw it up. Apple says, though, they advise you to installing this on an older iPhone or secondary device like an iPad, not your main device. No duh. Also, if that's not enough beta overload for you, well, Mac's Sierra beta's going public too today. Again, Apple advises don't put this on your main machine. Again, the BTN News says, duh. You can get both by going to Apple's website right now and signing up for their beta program. All right, it would be Friday without the hacker news. And this one goes to Facebook and malware and affects about 10,000 users. Oh, my. Yes, Kaspersky's Lab. I think that's how you say it. Sounds like the name of a dog, doesn't it? Come here, Kaspersky. Anyways, they've spotted a whole new bunch of malware on Facebook. So here's how it works. The malware has two stages. An unsuspecting victim gets a message from a Facebook friend, okay, all normal, saying they mentioned them in a comment somewhere. Then the victim clicks on that comment. Yeah, good idea. But you're never going to see that comment. Why? Well, because that's where the malware is now downloading. And as you guessed it, now they've got control of your Facebook account. That means they can do anything with it then. Privacy setting changes, data extraction, you name it, they're having fun with it. Kaspersky's Lab is urging all Facebook users, hey, stay safe, keep that antivirus software updated, and also think twice about before you click on any links or attachments, even if they're from your friend. Because a friend is no friend if they infect you. Staying in Zuckerville, we're heading over to Instagram now, of course. And apparently they're not happy with people out there that have got a potty mouth. That's why they've developed some new tools to block all those swear words that you just love saying on there. Now, mind you, this is actually directed towards business users, and they're giving you the tools to help moderate comments. According to TechCrunch, the new feature is actually already rolling out. But you and I, yes, the normal users of Instagram, yeah, we won't have access to these options. Just for business pages starting off. Instagram is saying saying that hopefully in the future we'll all have this option. Will that be nice? Now, those of you that are business owners and are interested in this, it's basically just an on and off switch. So, yes, you guessed it, an algorithm that's going to help you out, which may not be foolproof all the time. So, you probably still on occasions will have to go in and manually make sure nobody thinks your product sucks. And finally, hey, this is for all TP-Link router users. You ever looked underneath your router on there? Yeah, it's got codes and all that lovely little stuff. Of course, your usual username, admin, password, admin, that a lot of people just forget to change. Well, there's also one other thing under there, too, that TP-LinkLogin.net. Well, that little link there helps you configure your routers a whole lot easier. That's where the vendors just instruct you, the user, to browse to that domain, and then everything just set up like peaches and cream. And lets you take away the peaches and the cream. Why do I say that? Well, TP-Link actually forgot to renew its domain. Meaning, yes, they lost access to that URL, and somebody else, yeah, they picked it right on up. Now, don't worry if you're a TP-Link user. Of course, TP-Link got those URLs back. But not before somebody else actually registered them. Yeah, apparently somebody re-registered using an anonymous registration service by an unknown entity, and then they offered for sale back that domain for $2.5 million. Any bets somebody got fired over there in the IT department at TP-Link? Yeah, I'm gonna say so. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The BTN Network, you know where to find it by now, don't you? BritishTechNetwork.com. All the great BTN podcasts are over there. Plus, we got a blog over there and a whole bunch of other things. You can also get your Bash tickets over there, too. We still got a few left. Remember, BTN Bash, July 23rd. So it's coming up very, very soon. If you want your tickets, you better get them ordered now. Also, follow the British Tech Network on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And heck, since it's Friday, it's time to get your butt on over and hang out with the BTN community, because that's where all the fun is. Do that at our Slack room. That's at britishtech.slack.com. Hey, don't forget, it is Friday. That means BTN Live will be firing up 7 p.m. UK time tonight. That's 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific U.S. time. It all starts off with the Mac Show. After that, of course, at 9 p.m. UK time, 4 Eastern and 1 Pacific U.S. time, it is the Mac Show. So lots of live, wonderful programming coming up later today. As for the news show, we will be returning on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, let's enjoy Friday. Let's enjoy the weekend. Let's not think about anything else. And thank you, as always, for listening.